Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Wap ba ba loo ba ba la bam boom. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the grindhouse, the crackheads that were stirring had just eaten the mouse. Soiled panties hung by the chimney with care, as the odor of tuna permeated the air. The hookers were all nestled safe in their bed, hoping on this day they wouldn't have to give head. And my bitch in her nightie and me busting a cap had just settled down with her head in my lap. When outside there was such a clatter, her head popped up, face covered with my splatter. Oh shit, what do I do? Away to the window I ran like a flash, but tripped on my bong and fell on my ass. The moon on the crest of the new fallen snow made me think my yard was covered in blow. And to what did my bloodshot eyes should manifest? A sleigh driven with a woman with very large breasts. She was a great driver, lively and quick. She slid down the chimney and grabbed on my dick. More rapid than rabbits her fist did it pump. Before I knew it, she wanted a hump. She whistled and shouted and screamed as she came, and all of her reindeer had porn star names. Now Sika, Serena, Jamie, and Big John, on Sharon, on Christy, on Jenna, on Viper. To the top of the porch, to the mezzanine, that's where she dragged me, pulling my ween. And that's where I left off, because I didn't finish it. But I just figured that this is going to be one of those rambling fucking nights, because... What did we have? We had the nice lady from Texas, Tammy, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we had Gary 2 weeks ago. And we had Daughter of Ghoul, Janet DK, last week. And as this thing's probably running, I'll be on her fucking show. Live from Cleveland. So, after you get off that, if you live in the Cleveland area, I believe it's on some kind of cable station, but being that I don't have any fucking cable, I don't know what station it's on. So, that's where it's at. So I figure, you know something? I wanted to try to get a hold of a couple people for tonight, but then I'm like, you know, it's fucking horribly cold outside. Everybody I've talked to this holiday is having a miserable fucking holiday. I mean, I can't fucking even think of one person that I know that's having a good fucking holiday, which sucks. And my whole downhill fucking slide started Monday when I took the pup out for a walk in the woods and came back and the fucking truck wouldn't start. And it's been doing this weird shit on and off for a couple days. So I bring it over to the mechanic, who I just had dropped another $400 on, and he informs me that it's my starter. And that starter is going to cost me $600. It's a Honda. They're great fucking cars. But when they break down, you're fucked. So I figured, all right, I had Ken follow me over and we dropped it off, left it there, and figured we'd take only a day to do it. Well, it's called remove engine from starter. Had to take the intake manifold off, all this other good shit. Well, didn't get it yesterday. Obviously, well, I didn't think I was going to get it yesterday because this shit started. So I got a bunch of shit I got to mail, and it's fucking snowing. And, you know, it was all this bullshit going back and forth over the years with certain doctors I've been to about how there's something fucked up with my heart. So I said, you know something? What? You yelling at me?
I'm not yelling.
It's going to reverb. I keep hearing a voice. Oh, kind of weird echo. Have we been hacked?
No, I don't think so. We're good.
Okay. Well... anyway, it was snowing. It was fucking cold. I decided, a post office is a mile one way from my house. So I said, you know something? I'm going to try this and consequences be damned. So I got there and I got back and I didn't die. So fuck those people. But it was fucking cold. So I got my truck back late yesterday afternoon. And I only went out of the house just to make sure it would start today. Because it's like fucking, I don't know what it is out by you, but it's like, I don't know, 10 degrees out here. So, I ain't going nowhere. This is fucking horrible. So, yeah, it just adds to the, you know, overall angst of, you know, the fucking holiday season.
Understood.
I'm drinking a glass of Black Stallion Cabaret, which was a birthday gift from my good friend Cheney from Pittsburgh, who has excellent taste in wine, it seems, because this is pretty good shit. Ah, yeah. This will put a cap on a night. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, Todd remembers, remember when we got fucking hacked? The whole thing crashed?
Oh, yeah.
And we thought it was this one guy out of New York?
Yep, yep.
Well, it seems that one guy just got out of jail in Georgia somewhere.
Really?
A lot of people have had issues with this fucking piece of shit internet keyboard cowboy who, there's links all over the place, all over Facebook, and the guy's name's David Austin, and he's a 28-year-old fucking punk who likes to play around with crashing systems, making threats, and people actually believe that he thinks he's a serial killer, that he wants to be a serial killer. Well, we've had run-ins with this fucker in the past, not only on here, but on Facebook. A lot of people would know him. Gonzo would know him. A lot of people would know him. Everybody's had an issue with this piece of shit. Well, it seems that his extensive police record in Georgia is non-existent, because you can click on the fucking link, which is all over Facebook now. That's how much he's loved. And you can see that, you know, he was charged with a probation or parole violation for loitering, or it looked like it was a stalking charge or something, but supposedly he's already out. So this is another one of these things where basically this piece of shit I originally heard of him out in California, and he fucked around with Sage Stallone and those guys for a while and screwed them over. And he's got some fucking junkie co-conspirator out in Nevada who they were playing around with. But anyway, he was out in California for a while. You remember that one chick that was on here once that I had to basically defend her honor because he claimed that I was flying out to California and banging her?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he had a run-in with her. Then he wound up out here for some strange reason, and I had a fucking problem with him. A lot of people in New York had a problem with him and expected me at one point, and you remember that whole deal, to resolve that problem, which I fucking refused to do.
Right.
And then, you know, we had all kinds of fucking problems on the internet and shit. So, I don't know. Yeah. It's pretty fucking weird, but it seems he ripped off... Remember, there was something... He ripped off a lot of people that I'm aware of. And it goes back to when Rob... Movies Hate You, Rob, and Wild Eye were doing those screenings in the Village, or in the Lower East Side, rather.
They
of course left. Yeah, he tried to do something claiming he had a 35mm print of Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something, and advertised it as such and showed up with a DVD because he could get a 35mm print. Well, he hooked up with another guy who used to be a friend of mine, who's, you know, a little sour grapes there, but I'm not mad at the guy if he's listening, Anthony. I'm not mad at you got in with the wrong fucking people, and you believed in this cocksucker like a lot of other people did, and you got fucked. So I'm not mad at you. Call me. So he fucked him over. Then there was something else where he claimed he had the rights to release Necromantic again and got some other fucking kid involved with that, and then let him take all the heat and disappeared. Then there was something else. Then he fucked with, I think, Massacre Video with the Chester Turner thing or some shit like that. He's fucked with everybody. He thinks who he is. And everybody thinks he's dangerous, but he's a fucking internet piece of shit who just got released out of the Newton County, Georgia jail. Probably with an asshole bigger than he went in with.
Yeah.
But he probably would have liked that anyway. But, you know, that's the situation. And, like, somebody said something about, being afraid of him. Shit, I ain't fucking afraid of him. He's a fucking piece of shit. He's got more tech savvy than I do, granted. But the bottom line, he's a cowardly piece of fucking shit that if you confront him, he will fucking fold up like a wet newspaper. So, and if he's listening to this, hey, Dave, fuck you. I hope you die. I hear you're fucking taking after your fucking idol, Bill Landis, and you're fucking around with hardcore drugs and shit like that. So, yeah, Too bad you can't get a bag of the shit that's circulating around here that all you got to do is use it once and you're fucking dead, because the world would be a better place if your fucking ass was dead. But, you know, I say that with all the love in my heart for the holiday season. I really do. So, yeah, fuck you. And what is this? As of December 23rd, I'll be breaking the law because I refuse to purchase health insurance. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Do you have health insurance?
No.
You going to purchase it?
No.
Okay, good. Well, make sure you get a cell close to mine, but maybe that's a bad idea because you don't like smoke. You know?
Yep.
That's a little fucked up, and the reason I am not purchasing health insurance is A, I really don't want it, and B, I really don't have the fucking money to buy it. It ain't like we're making any money doing this show, and it ain't like anybody's buying any DVDs anymore. So yeah, I ain't got any fucking money. I should be on fucking welfare. But no, I'm too proud for that. I will scratch and claw and do whatever I gotta do to keep afloat, but no, I am not buying health care. Fucking blow me, throw me in jail, whatever. You throw me in jail, I got health care. You also got to find shoes that fit me, and I'll get fucked in the ass every night, but it ain't like I'm not getting fucked in the ass in life in general. So, yeah. So, yeah, I could care less. It's going to come to the point where this holiday season is so fucking bad for all of us independent businessmen and creative artists that we can't even stay afloat. So, yeah, how the fuck are we going to buy your health care that obviously somebody's making money on because nobody works for fucking nothing in this life? So, yeah. Fuck you. Fuck your health care. This government's a fucking disgrace and a fucking joke. It really is. You look at Obama, you look at Boehner, they're fighting at each other. Why don't you just call each other what you're fucking thinking, nigger and honky, and get it the fuck over with? Because I'm sick of even looking at you two jerk-offs. Fucking waste. 8-year fucking waste of fucking time with all these people. Make it a 16-year waste of time with the fucking special needs president we had before him. But I'll give the devil his due. If Bush wanted something railroaded through Congress, he found a way to fucking do it. Even when the odds were against him. So I don't fucking understand what any of this shit is, but no, I'm not buying your fucking insurance. So there. Merry fucking Christmas. How much longer is it till Christmas?
Looks like it's going to be about 13 days.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking ordeal. That's what it looks like.
Very true.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday the 13th, and that's when the show is. So, actually, today would be Friday the 13th as we're talking. So,
yes.
My dog just wandered in. I don't know what she wants. Hey, Boots, what are you doing? Too bad you can't talk. You could be on the show. Probably be more fucking entertaining than I am tonight. But, hey, what can I say? You know, we can't all do wonderful shit, but... Talking about wonderful shit, I put out a second volume of the Grindhouse Purgatory trailers for Christmas. You know, and it's on Facebook, and it's got, I think, 50 fucking trailers this time. And everything from bikers to porn to zombies to cannibals to exploit to everything. It's all there. So, great gift for the holidays. You can get that and the second issue of the magazine for $20. You can email me at 40deuce@hotmail.com. You can get volume 1 or volume 2, and I'll tell you what, if you want to go $25, I'll make it volume 1 and 2 and the magazine. So there, you can't beat that. I take PayPal. Again, you can email me at 40deuce@hotmail.com. So there's something for the holidays, a gift, $20. I'll even eat the shipping. So there. Email me. Got to do this. You know, yeah, we're broke here. You know, we're all going broke. You know, if you listen to the fucking internet rumors that, you know, are probably true, that, you know, Todd faked the heart attack. You know, so
I know, man. I wish my body would know that.
Yeah, I fake being broke and arthritic and fucking crippled because I'm, you know, independently wealthy and don't give a shit. That's why I have time to do this. Believe me, if I was making money doing something right about now, it wouldn't be this. Not that I mind doing this. But what the fuck? It's good wine. Maybe you'll make me sleepy. I don't know. I don't know. Six, I could tell some bad, you know, ethnic jokes, like, you know, why don't they let helicopters fly over Italy?
I don't know.
Because the big ones go wop, 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 wop. The little ones go guinea, 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 guinea. Bad, huh?
That's terribly evil.
I know, I know. Oh, wait a minute. There was something. Wait a second. If I can... Where the fuck did I put this thing? Ah, shit. Hold on. I don't know how far I can stretch. I don't know, but I saw this fucking thing. And this might be funny shit. I'm not sure. Did I go off the air yet? Did I break the microphone?
You're still here. You're still
I'm still here. All right, this might be funny shit. You know what they say? Don't take your troubles to bed, and that means don't sleep with your wives. That was one. There was another one. I thought these were funny fucking jokes. They're not. A brunette was doing the laundry and asked her blonde friend to help her find a match for a sock. Why? Asked the blonde. Are you going to set it on fire? Dun-dun-dun.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, these are fucking bad. I thought these were funny. What should you do if your girlfriend suddenly starts smoking? Slow down and use lube.
Jeez.
Yeah. This kid comes running into his father. Dad, I just had sex for the first time. Good for you, son. Now sit down and tell me all about it. His son replied, I can't sit down. Oh, shit. What do you call a 16-year-old boy who doesn't masturbate?
Rare.
A liar. Yeah. You know, this woman got on a bus carrying a newborn, and the driver turned around and said, that's the ugliest baby I ever saw. The woman's, like, really pissed off. She goes to the rear of the bus, and she sits down next to this guy, and she goes, that driver just insulted me, and the guy's drunk, and he goes, yeah, you know what you do? You go up there and tell him off. Go ahead. I'll hold your monkey for you. Okay.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, fuck. What does a Spaniard get when he slides down a hill?
Road rash?
No, grassy ass. All right, I'll stop. Fuck.
Terrifying.
I'm telling you, I'm burnt out. It's been the bad fucking week. I mean, I wish I could fucking train the lizard to talk. He could do the fucking show. That's how burnt out I am. But rambling incoherently, I am hard at work on the third issue of Grindhouse Purgatory. And I think I've done some pretty interesting fucking shit. I'm trying to do like a thing on ensemble casts, like Magnificent Seven, Dirty Dozen type shit. And I did it, an overview of Woody Strode, who, you know, honestly is the first black superstar action hero that, you know, people don't seem to realize that. Trying to think what else I did. I did a thing on a big fucking scary monster from the 50s. I mean, monsters that actually were fucking nasty and scary. And it's the Black Scorpion and the Giant Behemoth. Remember the Black Scorpion?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the last things Willis O'Brien was involved in. And that was a great fucking monster with all the fucking scum dripping out of its face and shit. That was a good fucking monster. And what else did I do? I'm working on a fiction story. It's going to be a little series, too. That possibly might be a movie. It might be a movie. It has movie potential. As does everything. But this has a lot more movie potential. And did the top 20. Actually, I did a thing on American Grindhouse Westerns. So that's in there. And I'm trying to think if I did anything else cool. No, I'm still working on shit. Then, you know, other people are working on shit that I'm sure I'll get down the line. So it's all good. And we'll have that at Wasteland. So that's that.
Wasteland's coming up quicker than people think.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, what the hell. We're heading to the end of December. January, February, March, April. A scant 3 months away. You know, it just seems like it was only yesterday. And it was 3 months the other way.
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, you coming out this time, or are you going to find some...
Actually, I was going to talk to Ken. I wanted to do some major promotion for House of Forbidden Secrets there. I wanted to screen the movie to the people I know would appreciate it, and I wanted to do some stuff for it. So hopefully that'll be a reality.
Well, you better set this up soon.
Yeah, I need to talk to him.
Yeah. Because he's pretty much in for the winter, you know.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Well, you know, there's no fucking shows. He's just doing what I'm doing, trying to sell, you know, so that's all. But yeah, I would definitely get a hold of him ASAP so he can schedule it in. Of course, he's going to want to see it before, you know, that. So, he would want the screener. And then me and him will sit there and watch it. And I hopefully will be impressed.
There you go.
Yeah. So, does that mean I have to watch it at Wasteland, too?
you ain't got time to watch anything at Wasteland, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, I don't mean to, like, and people go, you never watch the movies. I'm like, you know, with the fucking amount of alcohol that's in me, if I sit down and try to concentrate on something, I'm going to fall asleep. So, that's my socializing.
Well, plus the fact that if you're not constantly pulled into some party somewhere, people get pissed because they want Pete there. So, I mean, I've seen this firsthand. You don't have time because you'll sit down there and talk to me for 5 seconds and suddenly you're getting pulled over here or pulled over there or pulled over there. And I'm like, well, that's the end of that.
Well, it's not my fault that you're not a drunken, drug-addicted loser like me, so.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, you know, you could have come with me.
I did a little bit, but then you disappeared because I don't even want to know.
That was when Ed and them dragged me out to their truck.
Yeah.
And forced me to smoke weed.
Yeah,
it was terrible. That's when you fucking called me asking me to pick up your fucking airplane ticket at the front desk when you were, like, right around the corner in a room playing with something.
A PlayStation Plus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, PSP. So there. You knew exactly where the fuck I was and what I was doing, so did everybody. You know, it was weird in October. It was so fucking mild that everybody was, like, outside hanging in the parking lot at night. I mean, I can remember sitting there with Big Pete at 3 o'clock in the morning. Enjoying some I don't know, I was drinking bourbon then. Yeah, see? See, now I got something to talk about, see? You should knock off some of that other shit and just edit the other crap out. You know? Yeah. Something that piques my interest. Getting drunk with my friends and, you know, hanging out.
Yep.
So how many more years can I do this, you know? I'm getting up there, you know. I could be dead by the time this airs, you know?
Yep.
Never know. So, I guess we're almost out of time.
We are.
Yeah. All right, well, if you hear this, you know, see if you can check out the Daughter of Ghoul show on some kind of public access cable in Cleveland. It'll be live tomorrow night. I'm sorry I don't have the fucking information because nobody fucking told me. But anyway, do that, and we'll see what we can hook up that'll be more interesting than this week. So stay sick, and we'll see you then. Wa-ba-ba-loo-ba-ba-la-bam-boom.
Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Fight!